Oklahoma was the reddest state this election year. Republican John McCain carried all 77 counties. We sent Linda Wertheimer to Oklahoma to see how people feel now that Democrat Barack Obama has won. She spent time in the small southeastern city of Durant.
On a biting cold night last week, Durant held its Christmas parade. It's a small town tradition in Oklahoma. Lots of floats, a couple of bands, and little children on a flatbed trailer towed by a giant green John Deere tractor.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Durant will not get the president they wanted for Christmas. They were out of step with the majority in the country. These voters are still talking about smaller government and social issues, not about change. We talked to some business people over lunch at Roma's restaurant.
We have not experienced such a downturn that we're not as hungry for change as everybody else around the country might be. I don't think we're struggling as much as everybody else.
That's Donna Dow, who works on redeveloping Durant's Main Street. Oklahoma has been more prosperous than the rest of the country. Oil and gas prices support the state. Add to that jobs created by the Indian casinos, like the Choctaw Resort in Durant. Kathy Hendrick is impressed that the president-elect is willing to consider Republicans for his cabinet.
Also, picking Hillary as a Secretary of State was an impressive move. I think that was showing a sign of strength and a commitment to listen to all sides in all areas. And so I personally have been, so far, extremely impressed. And I did not vote for Obama.
Kathy Hendrick directs the Center for Regional Economic Development at Southeastern Oklahoma State University. We went there next to talk to faculty and students. Mr. Obama won the mock election at the university, and there is excitement about Obama on campus. Mason Parham is an English major, a senior.
Well, I think the alternative energy sources thing, I think that could be just a huge reservoir of wealth there. And I think that there's a lot of potential to have a social program incorporating the looking for alternative energies and things. And I think if he expands upon that, like he said he would, I think that can be another Tennessee Valley Authority or some type of works program thing. I think that'd be a really cool thing to see happen.
Students at SOSU generally work their way through college. They rarely take out loans, one more indication of the conservative way of life here. But even campus conservatives are interested in the president-elect. Tim Sneed is a graduate student in psychology who voted for McCain.
The way I see it, he's getting on target. He's hitting the ground running.
But you sound like the impression he's making is favorable, even though his politics are different from your own.
Well, that is true, but I'm not going to sit around and whine about it, and I'm proud to see that he's not sitting around not doing anything.
Our last stop was Durant's First Baptist Church, where there was a church supper and a dress rehearsal for the Christmas pageant. Evangelical Christians were among McCain's strongest supporters nationally and in Oklahoma. The pastor at First Baptist preached a carefully worded sermon on the Sunday before Election Day, calling on his flock to make the moral choice. The people we met from the young couple's Bible study class all voted for McCain, like Jeremy Smith, who works at the casino. He says they mistrusted Obama.
I felt like he was more of a motivational speaker and said what he had to say to get into office. You know, there's some things I kind of hope he won't follow through on. More government in our lives. That's more of a socialistic approach. And I just didn't feel comfortable with what he was saying. It just didn't seem very real, very honest, and it was just words to get in.
Asked if he still feels that way, Smith grinned and said, "I have high hopes." I asked banker Kyle McLemore if his views had changed.
I would say yes, since he's been elected, because I think he's showing some humility by gathering some of these people around who have a successful previous record. I think that's a good measure of a leader is by, you know, being intelligent and humble enough to surround yourself with good people. And in the beginning, I really liked George Bush, but he was never humble enough to admit when he was wrong. And I think that proved fatal for him in his political career.
Joni Smith, who is the pastor's daughter, told us that she hopes the president-elect will see God's purpose for him.
He may not share the same values as I do, but, you know, it's my obligation, you know, to pray for him and pray that he can be guided and directed and can, you know, realize who has given him this authority ultimately.
And then it was time for the Christmas pageant rehearsal. Joni's husband, Jeremy, was working the light show, and their baby daughter was to be the baby Jesus. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.